WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Radar is probably the most used tool in the weather business. Before NEXRAD and the WSR-88D, radar pretty much told us where rain was occurring. But with the deployment of the WSR-88D, a new and tremendous addition was made to radar information, that of radial velocity. The motion of the wind relative to the radar is broken down into two components. First, there is the motion perpendicular to the radar beam, and second is the motion along that radial, either directly toward or directly away from the radar. Doppler radar can only see this motion along the path of the radar beam or the radial. This motion is not the direction of the wind, but the portion of the wind's motion that is moving either directly toward or directly away from the radar. While the color scheme on any radar display can be manipulated into any number of variations, a fairly uniform one in which green is inbound and red is outbound velocity is in wide use across the National Weather Service. Now remember, observed radial motions are vectors. Anyone looking at a velocity display has to keep a couple of important thoughts in mind. First, you need to know where the radar is located in the image. The radial velocity, as shown by the displayed colors, only has the proper meaning if you know how it is blowing relative to the position of the radar. Outbound wind on one radar might be inbound wind at another nearby radar. Another important point to keep in mind is that the radar beam increases in elevation as it travels farther from the radar site. The observed wind information, while near the ground close to the radar, might be at an elevation of 15,000 feet or more at great distances from the radar. This increasing elevation affects all radar images, but is especially important when investigating the wind flow. Is nothing simple? Well, at least not in the weather. You can send your weather questions to question@weatherbrains.com.